Welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday, September 11th, 2024 at 8:30, and we'll convene the CCP meeting. And we'll start with a roll call, and I'll hand it over to Violet.
Chip Dickinson.
Here.
Court Executive Officer Leal.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer.
Joseph Kinzel from the Zimmer, here.
Public Defender Kane.
Thomas Pope on behalf of Mr. Kane.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Larry McCurtain for Sheriff Youngblood.
Director Burroughs.
Here.
Chief Terry. Administrator O'Bara.
Here.
Director Maria.
Here.
Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez. Chief Workforce Development Officer Ellis.
Here.
Superintendent Mandy Burrow.
Amanda Thomas for Superintendent Mandy Burrow.
Victim Services Coordinator Pinkston.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. We'll start with the consent agenda. All items listed with the CA are considered to be routine and non-controversial by staff. Will be approved by one motion if no member of the board or public wishes to comment or ask questions. If comment or discussion is desired by anyone, the item will be removed from the consent agenda and will be considered in the listed sequence with an opportunity for any member of the public to address the board concerning the item before the action is taken. Staff recommendations are shown in caps after each item. So with that, the consent items are CA1, CA5, CA6, CA7, and CA8. So with that, I'll open it up for public comment on anything on the consent agenda. Okay, I don't see any public comment, so I'll take a motion on consent.
Motion.
I want to start over here. Kinzel got it.
Kinzel got it, a second. Maria, second.
Are you gay?
Right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? All right, motion carries. Brings us to item number two, which is public presentations, and the public is provided the opportunity to comment on any agenda, on agenda items at the time those agenda items are discussed by the CCP. This portion is reserved for persons to address the CCP on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the CCP. CCP members may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask questions for clarification, and through the CCP, make a referral to staff for factual information or request staff to report back to the CCP at a later meeting. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes. Do we have any public presentations on any matters not on the agenda today? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to item number three, which is chairperson's report. We do have just a couple things. We're expected to learn the final growth fund amount in usually around October, November, and information will be sent out and proposal requests can be submitted for the December meeting for consideration by the CCP. Secondly, each year we do the annual survey, and it's usually due in December to the Board of State and Community Corrections. However, this year, as part of the state budget, the funding for that survey was eliminated. So like $7.95 million for the state, and I think we get about $200,000 each year to do that. So we're gonna work through with the BSCC to see what is actually still required, even without the funding, if anything. And then we'll determine whether or not the survey is still expected as an unfunded mandate. And if so, we'll send out requests as we usually do for agencies to report back so that we can report to the BSCC after the survey is brought before this board in December. So more to come on that. And then also have a brief update regarding year end and 23-24 base. And with that, I'll turn it over to Joe. He'll have more information than I would on that.
Thank you, Chairman. Mm-hmm. Chairman Dickinson, members of the CCP committee, final appropriations for fiscal year 2023 through 2024 have come in for local community corrections. At year end, the county missed base estimates by approximately $395,000. The amount, less than 1% of the year's projected revenue, underlines the importance of the committee's March 13th action to reserve $10.9 million. The county administrative office, subject to the committee's approval at the December meeting, would like to bring back a reconciliation of 2023 through 2024 approved allocations and adjustments and any impacts of the shortfall with a recommendation in collaboration with the probation department. Thank you.
All right. So any questions about that for myself or Mr. Ariola? So we'll expect something on the December agenda for us to consider. And then my last update, I just want to recognize the Aaron Ellis. This will be his last meeting with us on the CCP as he's inching ever so close to retirement. So I know you've been a part of this board as either a proxy or a member for how many years?
Since 2011.
This is the beginning. So he's one of the originals as part of this group. And so just really thank you and appreciate you, your partnership, one, and just serving the people that we're called to serve in our community and helping them get better and helping them on their path to rehabilitation. You and your office do a great job in partnership with everyone in this room, and appreciate you specifically for your support over the years to this board and then past this board too. So congratulations on your retirement, and we'll miss you.
Hey, I really appreciate that, Chief. It's been a pleasure working, you know, with you all, the probation department, all the partners here. This program has really changed a lot as far as with ETR and us really getting more participants in the paid work experience now and getting them placed, and hopefully that recidivism rate is going to go down a little bit more. But I do have my replacement in the audience, Brandon Evans. You want to stand up, Brandon, so everyone can see your face? He actually started this Monday, so I'll be training him for the next 2 weeks. My last day is next Friday. So he will be at the next December board meeting.
Great. Well, it's good to meet you, Mr. Evans. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. And again, Aaron, thank you for your service, not just to this board, but to the community through what you do. I think it's evidenced in your guys' proposals and what you bring forward for us to consider as part of the budget. The great work you're doing is awesome. So look forward to that, to continuing with Mr. Evans as well.
It definitely will.
All right. Very good. That's all that I have on chairperson's reports. And so going to number four for CCP committee member announcements or reports. And I'll open it up for anyone who may have an announcement or report. Yes, Ms. Silvera.
So thank you, Chairman. September celebrates two very important themes in our behavioral health world, which is more world in general, suicide prevention and recovery month. So we do have a calendar of events that have been ongoing, including two proclamations. Tonight we have a soccer game at CSUB to highlight wellness and mental health, and our event for recovery is happening on September 28th at Mill Creek Park. It's open to the public. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we're going to have a number of our providers, community vendors, really to celebrate the gains that participants here and people all over our community have in terms of their recovery journey. So we're very excited to host this event again. We haven't done it since 2019 before COVID, so feel free to join us and let your staff know about it. Love to have
you. All right, great. Thank you for sharing that. Any other committee member announcements or reports? All right, seeing none, that will take us down to item number 9 for proposals of unexpended carry forward fiscal year 23-24 AB 109 funds. So we have a couple of presentations here today, and we will start with the sheriff's office, we'll start with the sheriff's office, Lieutenant Hernandez. Come on forward.
Good morning, Chairman. I'm back to the board. Lieutenant Jaime Hernandez with the Sheriff's Office. I'm here today to request for fiscal year 23-24 carryover funds in the amount of, fiscal amount is $2,010,642 as described, $1.5 for our new jail management system, $51,718 for project management services for the management system, $140,000 for to cover costs associated with behavioral health recovery specialist, and $318,924 for our new inmate telephone services contract for a total of $2,010,642. You guys have any questions?
Any questions for Lieutenant Hernandez? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And then the second one we have is regarding the street interdiction team, and I believe we have Captain Justin Dampier here.
Yes. Good morning. Representing Chief Mara, he's at the Ridgecrest Police Department.
We're requesting a carryover for the SIT team in the amount of $659,585, and this would be used to reimburse the participating SIT agencies with their operations. Anyone has any questions?
Any questions for Captain Dampier?
Thank you.
All right, seeing none, thank you. Okay, so proposals have been made, and I'll take a motion for a recommendation to the Executive Committee to approve carry forward AB 109 funds request.
Corson will recommend.
Corson's the motion. Do I have a second?
Ellis will second.
Ellis will second, and I'll open it up to public comment. Any public comment on item number 9? Okay, we have a motion, a second, and no public comment. On this one, we'll do a roll call vote, and I'll hand it over to Violet.
Chip Dickinson?
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Leal?
Abstain.
District Attorney Zimmer?
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Kang?
Thomas Pope for Mr. Kang, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Larry McCurtain for Sheriff Youngblood, yes.
Director Burroughs?
Yes.
Chief Terry? Administrator O'Vara?
Yes.
Director Murillo?
Yes.
Executive Director Corson?
Yes.
Supervisor Perez? Chief Workforce Development Officer Ellis?
Yes.
Superintendent Mandiburo?
Amanda Thomas for Superintendent Mandiburo, yes.
Victim Services Coordinator Pinkston?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. Takes us to item number 10. Our next CCP meeting will be on Wednesday, December 11th at 8:30 in this room. And with that, we'll go on to adjourn, and I just wanna adjourn in recognition of Patriots Day, which is today. Obviously, the events of 9/11, 2001, 23 years ago, are still with us, and I know there's a lot of ceremonies going on around town and around the country today. So I just want to adjourn, honoring all the lives that were lost and the lives that have been dedicated to service thereafter. And with that, we'll adjourn as the CCP, and in a few moments, reconvene as executive. Thank you, guys. And we'll go ahead and convene as the Executive Committee, 9/11/2024 at 8:43 a.m. And I'll hand it over to roll call, hand it over to Violet for that.
Chip Dickinson?
Here.
Court Executive Officer Leal?
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer?
Kinzel for Zimmer, here.
Public Defender Kang?
Thomas Pope on behalf of Mr. Kang.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Larry McCurtain for Sheriff Youngblood.
Director Burroughs?
Here.
Chief Terry?
All right, well, we have a quorum, so we can move forward and then start with the consent agenda. The items are listed as CA1, CA4, CA5, and CA6. And I'll open up for public comment on items on the consent agenda. See no public comment. Take a motion.
Motion, Kinzel.
I'll second.
And it's Kinzel Burroughs. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Any abstentions? Seeing none. Okay, motion carries. We'll move on to public presentations. Are there any public presentations today for the Executive Committee? Seeing none. Move on to Executive Committee member announcements or reports. Does anyone have anything they would like to report? All right, seeing none. That takes us to item number 7. We saw the proposals for the unexpended carry forward fiscal year 23-24 AB 109 funds. So take a motion to consider recommendation by full CCP, approve and authorize chairperson to submit carry forward AB 109 funds request to the Board of Supervisors for approval.
I'll make a motion.
Burroughs?
Second, Kinzel.
Burroughs and Kinzel. I'm gonna open that up for any public comment as well. Seeing none, we'll do a roll call vote, and I'll turn it over to Violet.
Chief Dickinson?
Here, yes.
Court Executive Officer Leal?
Abstain.
District Attorney Zimmer?
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Kang?
Thomas Pope for Mr. Kang, yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Larry McCurtain for Sheriff Youngblood, yes.
Director Burroughs?
Yes.
Chief Terry?
All right, motion carries on that. We'll have our next executive CCP on December 11th, immediately following the full CCP meeting. And we'll adjourn at 8:45. Thank you guys, appreciate you coming.